Okay, amongst all the topics what we're going to be discussing tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be discussing as to whether a person is allowed to talk between the first series of Tkiyas until the end of the Tkiyas, you're allowed to talk or not. Like after you've done the main obligation, can you afterwards talk or not? Or should you refrain from talking all the way till the end? What about another question? We're going to be speaking about Asher Yotza, if a person needs to be excused in the middle of Musaf. And what should he do about Asher Yotza? Should he say Asher Yotza now, in the middle of, before he's gone back to his place? Or should he wait for Asher Yotza until end of davening? Yeah. We won't be going into this halacha, but let's cover that topic first. And another topic which I'd like to discuss, which we're going to be touching on and discussing in Mitzvah Hashem, is also the question: what happens if you have a yid who finds himself in a place without a siddur? There's no siddur. I'm not talking Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, just middle of the year, and he's got no siddur, and he doesn't know the whole Shemoneh Esrei Behat. He just doesn't know the whole Shemoneh Esrei Behat. He knows only until Es Tzamach David Avdecha. The rest is just too shaky. He doesn't know it by heart. Should he? And he knows it. He knows it before he starts Shemoneh. He knows that he doesn't know the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But should he not say it, or should he still say as much as he can? First, okay, we'll be discussing that. I know the answer, Mitzvah Hashem, shortly. I want to start, however, with an important point, which is to do with Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, but he actually also has a lot to do with Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi when we talk about the main halachas and the principal yesoid of the Tkiyas. And this is the following. Remember, we learned, let's see if you remember, what is the min haTorah obligation of Tkiyas Shofar?
The 10.
Good. The Torah, correct. The Torah says 3 times Loshon Torah, and you need to do 3 times the Torah. And every tour, the Gemara says, every tour needs a tkiyah beforehand and a tkiyah afterward. The question is only, so that's what we know, that you need to do 3 times 3 tkiyahs. Okay, that's what it says. You need to do 3 tours. Torah says 3 times tour. You need to do 3 times tour. And every tour needs a long tkiyah beforehand and a long tkiyah afterwards. Okay, so...
Is it 9?
Yeah.
So it's 10. I was wrong.
Yeah, I thought you said 9. Yeah, my math is not very strong, but 3 times 3, that's one of those that I still remember.
It's 9, but they call it 10. Yeah. They call it 10, but it's 9.
Yeah. Okay, it's true. It's called the 10th gears. But now, let's go a step further. We discussed, so what are those tours, though? What are those tours? What is this tour that the Torah requires? So then we discussed that there's 3 options what the tour could be. A tour could either be something that we call a tour, or it could be what we call a shvorim, toot. This could be what the Torah says when it says tour. We're not sure what it means. Or the third option could be that it is both together, shvorim tour. So now, since we don't know what the Torah means when the Torah says tour, we do all 3, and we don't just do them once, but we do them 3 times because we don't know if the Torah means tour. So we need to do that 9 times, and if the Torah means Shvorim, so we'll need to do that 3 times. The Torah says 3 times tour. And if the Torah means both together, we'll need to do that 3 times. Because that's what the Torah said. You need to do 3 times. So far, so good. Now, there was a question that we didn't discuss then. We're going to discuss it now. So I have a simple option. I have a very simple option. Let's save ourselves all that. There's a very simple answer. Let's just do Shvorim Torah 3 times, and I'm safe either way. If the Torah says, if the Torah means Torah, I've done Torah. I've done the Torah. If the Torah means Shvorim, I'll have done those 2. And if the Torah means Shvorim Torah, I'll have done that as well. So why do I need to do 3 times Torah, 3 times Shvorim, and 3 times Shvorim Torah Shvorim? Why? Why do I need to do that? If I do the Shvorim and the Torah, I'll have automatically done all the options. Yeah, do you see the question? Is the question clear? Yeah? Does the question make sense? Or shall I repeat it just to make sure? Okay. The question is, we have to do three times a tour. Okay. That's what Torah says. You need to do three times a tour. Now, we don't know what a tour is. A tour could be Torah, so we need to do three, so we do three times a tour. Tour could be, when the Torah says tour, it could be Shvarim. We need to do that three times because maybe that's what Torah means, the Torah says tour. So we need to do three times a Shvarim. Torah could also mean both together. Shvarim tour together. And that's why we do that three times. And that's why we do three times what we call Tarat, three times Tashat, and three times Tashrat. Okay, so the question that can be asked is, why do you do three times Tarat and Tashat? Why do you bother doing that? Just do three times Tashat. Do three times Tkiah, Shvarim, Tua, Tkiah. And by doing that, you've done it all. If Shvarim was the requirement, I've done three times Shvarim. If the Torah means the Tua, I've done three times Tua as well. So why do I need to do it? Why do I have to do it? Yeah, the question makes sense. Yeah? Very good question. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very good. You are saying that very nice. That's exactly the answer. The answer is because if the Torah means Shvarim, so he needs Shvarim, so he needs Tkiah, Shvarim, Tkiah. By having Torah in the middle, I'm knocking it up. Because yes, as you said, he needs a pshuta lefoneo, pshuta lecheo, he needs a tkiah sound before, a tkiah sound after, and I haven't got it after because I've got, it's interrupted by the other sound. Very, very nice. This leads us to Simon Tovkov Sadi Beis Seif Kotten Gimel. This is what I wanted to cover now. We learned now, with regards to Chazor Shashatz, what do we do? We do Tashrat. For Chazor, when we go over the Shemoneh Esrei, we do Tashrat. So the question is as follows. Tashrat lemalchis pam achas. And that is what some shuls do. They just do Tashrat. They just do Tkiah Shvarim Tua Tkiah for Chazor Shashatz. They do that three times. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Hine, behold. Yeah, this is the first top line of that column. Sifkot and Gimel. Tashrat lemalchis pam achas. Hine, kimon shetiknu Chazal lotzeis midikol ha-sveikas. Since the Torah obliged us to be yoytzeh, to fulfill kol hasfeikas, all the doubts. Sheish lei stapik b'tur, that we are doubtful with regards to the tour. K'mon shekosu b'simon tovkuf tzadi, as we discussed in simon tovkuf tzadi. Hoya me'horoi, it would have been appropriate, gam kan, also here, during the Chazor HaShashat, during the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, litkoya, to blow, tashrat, tashat, tarat, lemalchis, to do tashrat, tashat and tarat for malchis, v'chein lezichoynes, that again, tashrat, tarat, Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat for Zichoynes again. V'chen Shoifas, and again for Shoifas. Why? K'dei Lotzeis, Kol HaSofek, in order to be Yoytze, all the Sfakers. Elo, however, Lefi She'en Matrichin Al HaTzibur, since we don't want to be Matriach on the Tzibur, we don't want to make such a long, extended Ticha on the community, Ein Noyagin, the custom is not litkaya. The custom is only to blow elo tashrat lekol echod. To blow only tashrat. Why? Share bederech zehu oise kol hasfeikas shel tur. Because by doing this, you are yoitza all the sfeikas of tur. You are for sure fulfilling it. Ve'en kan chashash, and the only chashash that we have got, elo shema tur einu elo tur levad, or shvorim levad. Well, it could still be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that maybe it's just tur, or maybe it's just shvorim. Ve'nimtze comes out, hu mafsik ben tur lepshut lefoneh v'lacheo. Well then, as you mamash pointed out, that you've got still a problem over here, because if you're doing a tashrat, you're still running into trouble if the real tour is a tour or just a shvarim. Just a tour, just a shvarim. You're still running into trouble. So it says, "Einu choshishim lazeh." This point of a hefsek is not considered. We're not choshish for that. Kibun shekvar yotzani dechavaseinim in atoyer. The Torah obligation we have certainly fulfilled already with tkiyas and yushab. By the first series of tkiyas, we have certainly fulfilled the mitzvah already. Shibet tkiyas ahem yotzani kol hasfeikas. We certainly made a rise and we fulfilled the obligation. We have certainly fulfilled the obligation already by doing tashrat three times, tarat three times, and tashat three times. By the initial, by the tkiyas, the miyushev, we have certainly fulfilled our obligation. Now, there is an obligation with the Rabbanon to go over tkiyas during Chazor HaShashatz. For that, we're not so makbid. It's true that ideally, you have to, as you pointed out, the wording was very correct. You need to have It needs to be immediately preceded and followed by a tkiyot. That's true. But that, we're not going to be makbid. That point, we're not makbid with regards to chazos hashatz. And therefore, we just can't be yotze tkiyos demeomet by just doing three times tashrat. However, let me just finish off that that's not the minhag in many places, because that's what Tzif Cotton Talit does, and I think that's what we do in Europe, in most places. The best way to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiyas, the second series of tkiyas, is litkoya, to blow tashrat, tashrat, tarat, the malchias, to do tashrat, tashrat, tarat for malchias, v'chen zichoynes, and that again for zichoynes, v'chen shofers, and that again for shofers. And then v'achan imzimiros, oy tashrat, tashrat, tarat, kedeh lehashtem ameh koilos, and finally after an imzimiros, you fill up, you're going to finish off with 100 koilos, mikol mokim nevelis, mokim shinagim, kemino geinu, places which don't have that minik, ein leshanus, you don't have to change, because as we just explained, if you're doing tashrat for malchus, zichonis, and shofret, you're actually yoitzed the takona. Yes?
In Tzif Gimel, are we saying that you don't need 200
koilos? No, that's not what he's saying.
No.
No, what he's saying is no. There is an additional minhag that we're still going to speak about of reaching 100 koilos. He's just saying that you don't need that. He's just saying to fulfill the mitzvah of the takanas chachamim, to fulfill the takanas chachamim of tkiyas the me'umet, that you can just do with tashrat, tashrat, tashrat.
Because you don't have to be matriarch with
tzibur. Yeah. Right, you're saying that based on our minig, we're still matriach the tzibur. Yeah, so it's a very, very good point. It's an excellent point. The answer for that is that since we're only doing those tkiyas at the very end, they are not considered as much, according to this tzad, it's not considered so much of a tircha. The tircha is not the extent of that. Because you're doing chazor shat, it's much more of a tircha, because the severity and the severity of it, it's considered more of a tircha. It would be considered more of a tircha. It's not the time, it's not so much the time. Yeah, you're saying it's the same time, ultimately it's the same time. No, I hear you, Ore. It's a good point. It's a very good point. I must tell you that many places didn't have the minhag to do the 100 koilos. So it could be that, yeah, you could actually answer that way. The Mishnah Berurah is referring to specifically those places that don't it's quite a recent, as far as I understood, I did a bit of research, and it's quite a recent thing, it's quite a recent Hanhoga that people do, that so many shuls do 100 koilos. The 100 koilos that is brought down, we're going to speak more about that later, Mitzvah. That is a more recent thing. So maybe the simple understanding would be that it's not taken up based on that chumra. I think that some Yekish shuls still don't do 100 koilos. Some, do you know about the English minhag, the British United Synagogue type of Mesoira? They have a lot of the minhagim are very, very, very well founded. Do you know how they do it? They do 100. Mm-hmm. They do 100. Yeah. I wouldn't have been surprised if not, and that's fair enough.
So if they don't do 100, what?
Well, they would do 30 at the beginning. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. You do 30 at the beginning, and then doing chazor shashatz, you'll do 10. You do tashat, tashat, tashat. So you're not going to get anywhere near 100.
They'll do 40.
Yeah, or maybe sometimes they'll do 60, but you're right. You won't get anywhere near 100. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's this halach over here. Fine. Okay. Seed base. Yochid, Einoi, Mafsik, Litka, Bevrochois. And a person davening on his own will not interrupt to blow Bevrochois. Afilu yesh le mishit kaloi. So this is talking as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nevov explains, ואפילו יש למשית, כרוי צלוי, מה גם כן אינו מפסיק כדי לשמון, שלא תיקנו נתקוע לעשית אלו בציבור. Imagine if got an individual, a private individual, who is davening on his own. Now you will not ask him to interrupt. Now, and he's got a friend who can blow shofar for him. So he shouldn't interrupt his davening in order for and ask his friend to blow during his tefillah. He shouldn't interrupt his davening for somebody else to blow during his tefillah. Because it's yochid, and the whole takana of tkiyas the me'umet is only made on a minyan, and over here since there's no minyan, you won't have to do that. It's still right actually that it should still the poskim do say that if he can still get to 100 koilos, there's still a point for that, there's still an inyan for that, but it's not Meikir Adin. He doesn't have to, it's not Meikir Adin. In other words,
So they said, what's he being mafsik? Because he's finished. Presumably he's finished his Shema Esrei.
Right. So he could. The Poshta understanding in this Shulchan Aruch is that he's actually blowing in the during the Kriyat Shema Esrei.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to mean that, but that's maybe the Poshta understanding for here. Yeah. So what should be done for such an individual? Says the Rama, Ella toikin loy kodim shispal musaf ve'ein tzorich litkei al hashenis. He should do the 30 tkiyas before Shemayna Esrei, and he doesn't make it, then he don't have to blow again. He won't have to blow again. So he just does the 30 tkiyas. If a person davens on his own, he needs to do 30 tkiyas, and that's it. And Seif Gemel. Lo yosiach. He should not talk. Lo yatekev, lo yatzibu. That's an important halacha, and that's why I want to discuss a few points over here. You must not talk. Lo yatekev, not the Baltic. You're not the one who blows the shofar, v'lo yatzibu, not the minion. Not the people listening. Bein tkiyos dem Yosef. You may not talk between the first series of tkiyas until the last series of tkiyas, the tkiyas de miyusha, me'umet. You may not talk, the Rama does say, however, miu be'inyinat tkiyas ve'atfilis ein hefsek. But if you want to talk something regarding the shofar with regards to tkiyas, that's not considered interruption at all. You are allowed to. But if you did talk dvorim betelim, something has nothing to do with it, and so you don't have to make a bracha again. Okay, so that's really interesting over here. We're learning now. You're not meant to talk from the bracha. You go straight into the first tkiyas, and then from then, you still should not talk all the way till the end of the tkiyah, until the end of Shemayna Esrei. You should not talk because you're still... Yeah. If it's regarding the tkiyas, you're allowed to talk. Point number one. Point number two, if you did talk, some dvorim betelim, you don't have to make a new bracha or anything like that, but you should, ideally shouldn't. Now, I want to point out, if cotton you'd base in Mishnah Berurah over here, hatfilis ein hefzik. Go to Elohim, at the bein tkiyas dem Yosef, le me'umet shori lechatchil le'aseach me'inyonam. Mishnah Berurah says over here that, that between the tkiyas, the miyushav and moment, you're allowed to lechatchila even talk about the tkiyas. I want to tell you something which somebody asked me just recently, last week. Somebody asked me, also a dear shul. He asked me an interesting question. You know what happens when you have about the first 30 tkiyas? First 30 tkiyas. What happens if something goes wrong? The Baal Makre is going to tell, the Baal Makre is going to tell the Baal Tekeah, he's going to make a sign. Well, how do they normally do it? Sign language, or sometimes they have signs. You know, going back. Yeah? Heard this? Yeah, you're going back to the first. If it's once, you just do that. And if it's twice, you go, yeah, all these codes. Or you make a sign like this to go back. So somebody asked me, according to this Mishnah Berurah, if cotton your base, you can talk. It's relevant. It's got to do with the tkiyas. He could say, please, do you mind just start again? Can you please repeat? I think it's a beautiful question. There's no reason, really, why you have to... Mishnah Berurah says you can talk. The bein tkiyas dem Yosef le me'umet shori lechatchila aseach me'inyonam. You can.
He's talking anyway. He's telling him what to.
Right. That's right. He could easily say, "Can you please go back?" He can. You're right. He could go further than that as well. You're right. You're right. You're saying he's talking anyway. He could go. That's what he's meaning. That tkiyas.
It's not so clear from this language that he's talking about within the first. Language.
Yeah. You're right. You're right in what you're saying. You're right. It is actually saying over bein tkiyas dem Yosef le me'umet shori lechatchila aseach me'inyonam. Nevertheless, the halacha is no different though. You're right. The halacha shouldn't be any different. There's no difference really. Yeah. Right. So that's an interesting point. The Mishnah Berurah does continue. It's evident from what the Mishnah Berurah continues now that's what he means. The Ayin B'derech HaChaim Shedai Toi, the HaChaim says, the Bein Brocha Atzoif Atkiyas Dem Yosef Oso Lahafsik Afilu B'Tfilois. He said that from the Brocha all the way till the end, you shouldn't even say Tfilis. V'lochein therefore, Lo Yoyma, you should not say Yirotzoi, the Yirotzoi Naninfas Machzoirim, which published in the Machzoirim, Bein Atkiyas Dem Yosef. Rak Yehar Beliboy, only think it in your heart, do not say it with your mouth. Or wait until the end of the tkiyas dem Yosef, and then you can say the yirotzens all together. But do not say it. Do you know what he's referring to? You know the yirotzens that? Yeah? I think that most machsorim have got it published. Now what do you think? No? Most machsorim. Do you know what I'm referring to? The yirotzen by the tkiyas? Yeah, I think machsorim have got it published. No? Don't say it. I think the art scroll, what does the art scroll say about it? I think the art scroll does take this Mishnah Berurah into consideration. Maybe that is that what he says? So you should not say it. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, do not say it, because it's considered, although it's a tefillah, it's a hefsek, and you shouldn't say it during the tekiyas. So you could say it afterwards, you could say it.
So why are we allowed to spend 3 hours in Putin in the Chazara, which are no different from the Yerotzen? Most of them written a few hundred years ago. They don't go back to the bear of the Chachamim. And we wax lyrical, and the new ones we added throughout the time in Europe, you know, from the Goyim onwards.
They're not within the Tkiyas. Ah, you're saying that since it's been Tkiyas the Miyushev, the Tkiyas the Meumet.
Whether you're saying, within the Tkiyas, at the end of the day, between Zichronus and Machius.
Yeah.
So the point is this.
Okay, so the answer to that question, which is a very valid point, the answer to that question is that since it's been included in the Tfilah, it's not so recent. Many of the Piyutim are, as you're saying, hundreds of years old. This is part of the Tfilah now, and that cannot be considered that would not be considered a hefsek. As opposed to Yerotzins, which are far more recent, then it's mamash within the Tkiyas as well. That's another point as well. It's mamash in the Tkiyas, within the Tkiyas the Miyushev. So therefore it's that. Yeah. That's. Now the point which I would like to discuss over here is what happens if a person needs to be excused. What should he do about Shayotza?
Whether you say it or you wait till afterwards.
Right. What do you think about say? What about Asher Yatzah, middle of Musaf?
I mean, you should say Asher Yatzah within 20 minutes.
You should say it straight away, yeah. You should
within
say it 20 within 20 minutes, yeah.
So.
I wonder if it's included in the Mishnah Berurah talks about tefillah. I wonder if the tefillah is back of tefillah or any type of tefillah.
I didn't see that anyway. That's an interesting point. If it's before that, it's as you're saying, lemaisa halach lemaisa it's a machloekas apolskim. But the consensus seems to be what I gathered from the majority of the poskim seems to be you should take a say it straight away, and Moshe and Shlomo Zalman and other one of the svaros that is brought down in the poskim is that first of all the wait may be too long. You may not be able to make it. Although it's a machloekas how long you can actually make a brocha. But everybody agrees that you might forget. And that's for sure very, very likely. You might have forgotten by the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you might have forgotten about it. By the end of Chazal Shatz, you might have forgotten about it. And that's definitely true. And therefore, my consensus of the poskim seems to be you should say it straight away. So you should say, and you can say, Asher Yatzah during Chazal Shatz. Yeah. Although it's between, even during Chazal Shatz, yeah. Okay. Siv Dalet. Ze shetekea, kshen yoishvin, the Baltekea, who blew when they were sitting, in other words, Tkiyas the Miyushev, toikea, he's the one who blows, al tzedra brochos. He's the one who should be blowing also during the, he should be the one, the Baltekea, also al tzedra brochos, meaning during Chazal Shatz. He should be the same, identical Baltekea. Miu, says the Ramah, enu me'akev. It's not the end of the world, it's not me'akev. Yochel Achel it can other Baltikah can blow the other tkiyas, that's okay. Elasharoy Lasa is Kane. It's just better, it's proper to have the same Baltikah. I've explained in same Tovkupay already that Hamaschel b'mitzvah Omrim Loi Gemoir. That somebody starts the mitzvah, he should be completing the mitzvah. And therefore ideally it should be the same Baltikah for all the tkiyas, if possible at all. Yeah. That leads us to Simon Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel in Broches with Tkiyas Ma'akev Zuzu as to whether the Broches and the Tkiyas are Ma'akev one another. Broches L'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. The Broches, meaning the Broches of Musaf, Zichronis, Malchus, Zichronis and Shofres, the Ma'akev Zuzu, the Ma'akev. You can't just say Malchus. Or just Zichronos, or just Shofros. You can't just say one of them. You have to say all of them. Shemin Yodei Akulam. If you don't know all of them, Lo Yoyma, you should not say, Masha Damehem. one part that he knows. But don't say anything. So if you're there with our machzer and you happen to remember Zichronos by heart, or you happen to remember Malchias by heart, if you don't know the whole thing, just leave it all together. Just leave it all together. That leads us to the question we mentioned earlier. What about in the middle of the year? If you just know Estzemach Tovit Avdechom, Eros Atzmiach, or you just know Slach Lonu, or for some reason, you just remember Benamal Shini Malte Itzikva, but the rest you've forgotten. Or somebody is very Zionistically inspired, just remembers V'Yerushalayim Ircho, but the rest is not so. Well, what happens then? Should he say that part of Shemoneh Esrei, or should he leave it all together because he doesn't remember Al Atzidikim? Yeah?
I think that he wouldn't daven Shemoneh Esrei.
Should rather not.
But I have a kasher on what you said, if you only know part of the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, and that is, there must have been many people, unfortunately, in the Holocaust, in the camps, and in Siberia, knew the normal Shemoneh Esrei by heart, but didn't know Shemoneh Esrei for Rosh Hashanah. Now, in that case, would it have been bide'eved that they should at least daven the normal Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, or should they have just daven nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. Thank nothing. It reminds me of a story with Rav Eliashiv. But I'm going to leave this out. Maybe I'll have a chance in a few minutes. But I'm going to leave this out. But you're right. It should not daven a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. And if, as we're just learning now, as you're pointing out correctly, that if it doesn't know the full Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei, you should leave it. You should leave it. For Musaf.
Not Musaf.
Shachis, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking specifically. I'm talking about Zichronos Malchus. By regular shachis, yeah?
I should say...
If he remembered... Well, he doesn't know Bichlal the... Yeah, he probably should. Shachis probably should, yeah. Yeah, this is the halacha with regards to... Yeah. Right, so what about... So the halacha is over... So that's very interesting. The halacha is over here. That... Although Rosh Hashanah, he should take not daven, if he doesn't know the whole thing by heart, he should take leave it out. But this is unlike, and that's why the Poskim pointed out over here, this is unlike a regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei. A regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, every bracha is self-contained. And every bracha is very, very valuable on its own. And consequently, a Yid who only remembers partially the Shemoneh Esrei, he should go for it. Go for it. Every bracha is self-contained, is individual, and he should daven. Unlike the brachas of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah, which are ma'akvois zu azu. That if you don't know Zichronos, don't say Malchias. If you don't know Malchias, don't say Zichronos. They're all totally connected. And therefore, it's different than the rest of the years. That's an interesting halacha, very interesting halacha, that even if you don't know the whole Shemoneh Esrei on the weekday, you should go for it. Just to point out, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bochel Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippah ma'akva zu azu. How does Yom Kippur got to do with it? What does Yom Kippur got to do with it? Who's talking about Yom Kippur? The answer is, it's talking about a very specific Yom Kippur. It's talking about, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's talking about Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. On Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, I don't know if you knew it, because I didn't. On Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, when it was Yom Kippur in Yovel, you also used to say Malchus Zichronos and Shoifros. I don't know anything about that. I didn't know that. It's out on Yom Kippur, Shemoneh Esrei, Musaf of Yovel. You'd also say Malchus Zichronos and Shoifros. It's a very good catch question. Pardon? Yes, they did. Yes, for a long time they still did. Yeah. So one second. So I think that's an so if you ever want to ask somebody, it's a very good one to catch somebody out. It's a really nice one. When else do we say Malchus Zichronos and Shoifros besides Rosh Hashanah? The answer is yes. It happens once in 50 years in Yovel. You'd say Musaf. You'd also say Malchus Zichronos and Shoifros. I don't know what the source of that is. I don't know anything about it. But it's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. That's what the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch is. That's very good. That's very good. It has to do with that. Yeah, I'm sure it has to do with it. Very good. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.